Module 4.4. In this module, we are going to study the general characters of phylum Chordata. These animals possess notochord in embryonic stage or throughout the life. General characters are they are bilaterally symmetrical, coelomate, and triploblastic animals. Chordates have three diagnostic features which distinguishes them from other animals. First, presence of notochord. Second, nerve cord is a hollow central neural tube dorsal to notochord running from the brain to the hind part of the body. And nerve cord in non-chordates like earthworm and cockroaches and mollusca is solid. And the third feature is paired pharyngeal gill slits. These are formed in lateral wall of the pharynx, and they are found in one of the other stage of life. Heart is ventral, enclosed in pericardium in non-chordate heart is dorsal. Blood vascular system is closed, but flows in vessels. And in capillaries, there is no lacunae. Hepatic portal system usually present in and blood is collected from alimentary canal and taken to the liver by hepatic portal vein. From liver, blood is taken to heart by the hepatic vein. Most chordates are vertebrates because in adult stage, notochord is changed into vertebral column. Red blood corpuscles are found in blood, which is containing hemoglobin, the respiratory pigment. The sensitive part of eyes develops from brain. In case of non-chordates, it develops from skin. Post-anal tail is present and they are dioecious, that is, they are separate as male and female. Subphylum Tunicata or Urochordata, they are marine, solitary or colonial, found attached to rocks. Chordate characters like notochord and nerve cord occur only in tail. Retrogressive metamorphosis occurs as chordate and disappear in adult. Body encased in protective covering called tunicin, known as a test. Hence, these are named tunicates. Alimentary canal is U-shaped. Examples are Oikopleura, Pyrosoma, Salpa, Dolichium, Hardmania, and Acidia, etc. Subphylum Cephalochordata. They are also marine, free-living, solitary, and fish-like segmented body. Notochord and nerve cord extending from one end to another end, and it is throughout the life. Gill slits many, opening into the atrium. Circulatory system is well developed. Many gonads are present and fins present for swimming in water. Example, branchiostoma or amphioxus. Subphylum Vertebrata. They are characterized by presence of vertebral column, and another diagnostic character is presence of cranium or skull, which houses various sense organs and a complex brain. A vertebrate may be defined as chordate animal that has cartilaginous or bony skeleton, endoskeleton, consisting of cranium, vertebral column, though in which the nerve cord possesses, no other group of animals possess these fundamental related characters. Subphylum Vertebrata further divided into two divisions on the basis of absence and presence of jaws. Anatha These are jawless vertebrate, and gnathostomata with vertebrates with true jaws. So their locomotion may be with a paired fins and limbs. Superclass Pisces. They are aquatic animals with fins. Body is a streamline, scales on skin, respiration by gills. Lateral lines, sense organs are found, and two chambered heart or venous heart with one auricle and one ventricle is present. Excretion by mesonephric kidneys in adults. They are classified in three classes. Class 1, Placodermae. Several extinct earliest jawed freshwater fishes, they were included and only fossils are found. Now, body provided with covering of temporary bony plates or scales. Example, Climacius, Deinicthus. Class 2, Chondrichthyes. Their endoskeleton is of cartilage and exoskeleton is of placoid scales. Mouth is a wide crescentric opening on the ventral side of the head. 5 to 7 pairs of gill clefts opening directly on outside. Operculum absent. Cloacal aperture are present. Spiral valves are found in the intestine. Air bladder is absent. Males possess a pair of copulatory claspers. Examples of chondrichthyes like electric ray torpedo, sharks or dogfish, scoliodon. Osteichthyes or teleostomae. Their endoskeleton is bony. These animals have 4 pairs of gill clefts covered with operculum. Exoskeleton is of various types of scales like cycloid scales, ctenoid scales, and ganoid scales. Air bladder may be present, which aid in a hydrostatic equilibrium. Male without claspers, examples like seahorses, hippocampus, lungfishes, lepidosiren, flying fishes, Exocetus, catfish, Clarius, or climbing perch, Anabas, etc. Class Amphibia. They are aquatic animals and terrestrial inhabitants. Therefore, amphibious life they represent, hence named as amphibia. Body is divisible into head, trunk, and tail. 2 pairs of pentadactyle limbs are present. Skin is moist, glandular, and with no external scales. Hence, this moist skin helps in respiration. Lungs for respiration in adults. Skull is dicondylic with 2 occipital condyles. Heart, 3 chambered with fully developed truncus arteriosus. Genital aperture opens into cloaca. They are poikilothermic. Excretion is by kidneys. They are ureotelic animals. 10 pairs of cranial nerves arise from brain and lateral line system absent in adults but present in larva. These are oviparous animals and fertilization takes place in water. Development takes place in water and they represent metamorphosis. So the larval stage is a tadpole. Example, arboreal frog Hyla, common frog Rana tigrina, and toad Buffo. Class Reptilia. These are the animals which are true terrestrial animals and with dry, cornified, and scaly skin. Predominantly terrestrial creeping animals. Skin is dry, cornified, rough, and devoid of glands. Exoskeleton is horny, epidermal scales, shields, bony plates, and scutes are present. Limbs are of two pairs, pentadactyly with five clawed digits in each. Snakes without limbs. Skull is monocondylic, that is one occipital condyle only. Heart, imperfectly four-chambered. And respiration is by means of lungs, and it is throughout the life. They are poikilothermic animals. Cloaca is present. Males with copulatory organs, and fertilization is internal. Embryo, it is enclosed in fetal membrane, which are amnion, allantois, and chorion. Development is direct. Young resembles the parent, and this makes them true terrestrial animals. Examples are turtles, tortoise, wall lizard, Hemidactylus, Euromastix, monitor lizard, Varanus, snakes, viper, cobra, python, like etc. Crocodilus, Gavilius, alligator are some common examples of reptilia. Class Aves. All the birds are included in this class Aves. They are adapted to live in air. Hence, body is boat shaped or streamlined, divisible into head, neck, trunk, and tail. Short tail with a lesser number of vertebrae. Body is covered with feathers. Few parts of the body, like legs, are covered with scales, and it is similar to those of reptiles and have soft skin. Forelimbs are modified into wings for flight adaptation. They bear three toes, which are less developed. Hind limbs and legs are large and variously adapted for walking, running, scratching, perching, and for food capturing. No teeth in the jaws, and jaws are modified as a beak. A protective sclerotic ring or bony plates present around the eyes, and bones are pneumatic and lightweighted, help in aerial mode of life. Heart is a four-chambered, and homeothermic or warm-blooded, they maintain the body temperature constant. Respiration is by means of lungs with all continuous with air sacs, and they also reduce the body weight. Cloaca is present, no urinary bladder, and cranial nerves are of 12 pairs. Only single functional left ovary is present. Fertilization is internal, oviparous, and which may have a egg yolk and a hard calcareous shell over it. Development is direct with a well-developed fetal membrane, amnion, chorion, allantois, and yolk sac present. Parental care is well marked among these members of animals. Examples, flightless bird like ostrich, struthio, rhea, kiwi, atarax, emu, and flying birds are like pigeon, columba, peacock, pavo, hen or fowl, gallus, crow, corvus, parrot, cytocolla, and house sparrows, Pacer domesticus, are some common examples of this Aves class. Class Mammalia. Mammalia are the animals possessing mammary glands to feed their young ones. Animals of this class are highly evolved. They have their origin from the reptiles of they can live in all the types of environments, that is, they may be aquatic, terrestrial, arboreal, aerial, and underground. Hair are found on the skin and the outer surface becomes waterproof due to cutaneous glands. Exoskeleton includes non-living horny epidermal hair, spines, scales, claws, nails, hooves, horns, and bony dermal plates. Females have mammary glands with teats producing milk for feeding young one. Sweat glands secrete sweat for thermoregulation. Mammals are homeothermic. External ear in the form of pinna. Internal ear has a well-formed and coiled cochlea. Skull is dicondylic. Teeth present in both the jaws, embedded in sockets, that is thecodont, heterodont, different types of teeth, and diphyodont is the only characteristic feature found in mammals. Lower jaws made up of single bone called as dentary. Diaphragm separates the anterior thoracic cavity from posterior abdominal cavity. Heart is four-chambered, and red blood corpuscles are non-nucleated. Lungs enclosed in pleural cavity. Brain comparatively larger in size and highly developed. Cerebrum and cerebellum large and convoluted. Corpus callosum is present and connecting both the cerebral hemisphere. 12 pairs of cranial nerves are present. Middle ear has three ossicles, malleus, incus, and stapes. Other than egg-laying mammals, that is protonemes, all are viviparous, that is giving birth to the young ones. Eggs are alacethal type with very small amount of yolk. Development is intrauterine. Fetus attached to uterus wall of the mother by placenta for nourishment and for respiration. Embryonic membrane, amnion, chorion, and allantois present. Examples, spiny anteater, tachyglossus or echidna, duck-billed platypus, ornithorhynchus. These are considered as connecting link between reptiles and mammals, since are egg-laying and they show features similar to birds, like in platypus, presence of beak. Some other mammals are like kangaroo, macropus, mole, talpa, shrews, saurex, hedgehogs, flying lemur, bat as a flying fox, armadillo, scaly anteater, Indian pangolin, hare, rabbit, squirrel, porcupine. These are some common examples of mammalia.